Hi, I am Henry Ranga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. In this video, we are talking about a hard but necessary truth. A wounded church often needs healing before growth. Many legacy and plateaued churches want renewal. They want more people. They want younger families. They want giving to increase. They want worship to feel alive again. They want the church to have a future. Those are good desires. But when a church has been wounded by scandal, poor leadership, conflict, financial confusion, or broken trust, the first question is not, how do we grow? The first question is, what needs to be healed? In the Bible, God often renews his people by first calling them to truth. Nehemiah did not rebuild Jerusalem by pretending the walls were fine. He inspected the broken places. He prayed. He wept. He acted with courage. A church cannot build a healthy future undenied. If people have been hurt, ignored, manipulated, or spiritually pressured, the church must not rush past that pain with cheerful slogans. Healing begins when leaders tell the truth with humility. A wounded church may need repentance. It may need outside counsel. It may need financial review. It may need safety policies. It may need leaders to apologize. It may need some leaders to step down. It may need time. That does not mean the church is hopeless. It means the church is being invited into real renewal. Here is a ministry example. A small church lost many members after a harsh leadership season. The remaining board wanted to launch new programs quickly, but one elder wisely said, "Before we invite the community back, we need to ask whether our own people trust us." That was a turning point. They began listening sessions, reviewed finances, clarified leadership roles, prayed together, and entered training. Growth did not come instantly, but trust began to return. A common mistake is to treat pain as bad publicity instead of a spiritual wound. But Christian renewal is not image management. It is truth, repentance, repair, and gospel hope. Jesus does not abandon wounded churches, but he does call them into the light. A legacy church can become healthy again when it stops hiding what is broken and starts bringing it honestly before Christ. Healing before growth is not delay. It is discipleship.